Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with another one of our Big Brother Canada 5 exit interviews. And it brings me no pleasure to tell you that our exit interview today is with Gary Levy, who was voted out of the house by just one vote. Dimitris on Backwards Week was the HOH. He decided Gary should go home, and that is how it went down. And Gary will join us here in just a moment. Let me give you a couple of quick programming notes in terms of our Big Brother Canada stuff. First off, last night we had Taryn, Brent, and Melissa got together. Jordan was down at the Reality Rally down in beautiful Temecula, California, which is a great cause. A lot of reality stars are down there right now. But it was still a great recap about the Thursday night episode. You could check that out at robisawebsite.com or in the Rehap Ops feed. This upcoming Monday night, normally Monday is my night to do the recap after the episode. My mom is here. I've got to take her back to the airport on Monday night, so I'm not going to be around when the show is on live. So I am going to do my Big Brother Canada recap on Tuesday. I'll get a time for you guys as we get a little closer to that, but maybe around like 8 o'clock Eastern time. It won't be after an episode, but I will be with a couple of the LFC coming up on Tuesday night. And then since I'll be able to start it later, I will probably have a Better Call Saul recap with Antonio Mazzaro over on Post Show Recaps of the Better Call Saul Season 3 premiere. And then finally, if you're a Survivor fan, you know that RHAP is coming up to Toronto in May. On May 10th, we are going to be doing a Survivor Know-It-All. Stephen Fishback and I are going to be covering the Survivor Know-It-Alls. That show is sold out, but we also are doing, I can announce it officially here, that we are doing our Big Brother Canada 5 live show in Toronto as well. Tickets are still available for that show. We're going to have the LFC. We're going to have a lot of the Toronto area Big Brother Canada contestants there as well. And as we get names locked down, I will announce those as well. For ticket information, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/Toronto BB Can. robhasawebsite.com/Toronto BB Can. That's going to be on Thursday night, May 11th at the Sheridan Center in Toronto. All right. I see that we have Gary here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. Gary, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Gary. How's it going, buddy?
It's going goody okay.
Gary, very sad to see you go. I really enjoyed getting to watch you play. Gary, I hope you take this the right way. I feel like that you played a better game the second time around than the first time. I was very impressed with you this second time. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I see that as a compliment. I mean, I think it's because I was more focused on the game this time around. The first go round, I was really focusing on representing the kids and really being that face and making sure my people were all right. And I think this time around, I knew we were good. I knew that, you know, was being done no matter what, just being there. And I really wanted to just game. I told you that before I went in there, remember?
Yeah, you did. You did. You stuck true to your word. I'm glad you remember that. Gary, how salty are you about going out on this Backwards Week?
I'm a little bit salty, but I'm going to drink lots of water tonight and get over it. But I'm a little bit salty just because it's just like, come on, D, you told me 100%. That means your word means nothing. But besides that, I mean, it's okay. I'll drink lots of water and I like, you know, it's fine. I'll get that taste out of my mouth. I just give me a day.
But what about the format?
Oh, wait, I already had it. I'm over it.
The whole house voted to put you up. You had a chance to play in the veto, but you didn't have a chance to play in the HOH competition. And if this was a normal week, you would have had a shot at HOH and then you would have had a shot at the veto once you were on the block. Do you feel like that this was a raw deal to go out on this specific week?
No, just because I understand that it's Big Brother Canada and that anything can happen. There's twists, there's ripples, and I knew coming into this game that there are things that can happen like this. So obviously I was shocked and I was upset that it had to be this way, but I understand that more than anybody, that anything could happen. So, I mean, this is just what happened for me.
Did any part of you think that this is Backwards Week, you got the most slop cookies and then you were safe from being a have-not? Did you think there was any chance that Dimitris was going to vote for you to leave and then you were going to get to stay? Because wouldn't that be the perfect story for you, Gary, where somebody tried to vote for you to win the game and then you didn't win, and then this would have been perfect karma?
Oh my God, I did think about that, just because there's so much going on in the house that you have to think about every situation. So I did think about that. But then I thought, it's not good to rely on a twist in the sense of that, like really just go with what you would actually do. But no, I definitely did think about it, but I thought, no, just because Arissa had stressed so much the sole vote to evict, and there were, it just seemed very concrete.
Yeah, I would put it in Dimitri's head, like, it might be backwards week. You might want to vote, if you really want me to go, you should vote to evict Dre.
No, I definitely said that. I mean, honestly, I said everything to Dimitri. Anything you could think of, I said to him. I was working him that whole week.
Right.
And they can't fit it all in an hour show, but listen, I said everything to that boy. And he had a lot more people in his ear telling him otherwise.
So are you angry with him, or are you angry with other people in the house?
I'm not angry with him. I just know that his word doesn't mean anything just because he told me 100%. But am I angry at him? No. And when I play the game, once I leave the house, I leave everything that happened in there. I keep the good memories. I try to forget the bad ones, and then I just live my life. I don't really carry anything from game into the real world. So it's like, I'm not going to think that Dimitri is an untrustworthy person and his word means nothing in the real world. But I know in the game, it doesn't.
So you came in here with a lot of vets. It looked like that you guys were going to stick together, at least going in. That really hasn't been the case. Which one of these vets are you feeling most betrayed by?
Not anyone in particular, because even in the Vet Alliance, me and Cassandra were at the bottom. Like, they had meetings without us, and they had plans that we had nothing, no say in. So I don't really feel betrayed, because I never really felt included in it, really, to be honest. But I was probably the most loyal to the idea, because that was something new to me. I was always so used to playing the game alone. So it was really attractive to have a big group of people who've been in this game before, and we're all just going to knock out all these newbies. But it didn't work out that way.
I want to ask you about your relationship with Netta. It seems like that you guys were never really on the same page in the game. And a couple times this week that there were some little catty remarks back and forth between the two of you. Do you have any hard feelings towards Netta?
I definitely feel like I love to just be catty and shady with her in the house, but as far as outside world, no, not at all. I mean, that's the game. So you do what you got to do in the game for the game. Outside world, honey, I'm too busy being fabulous to hold any animosity towards anybody.
What about the game that she's playing? How do you think things are going to go for Netta once she loses her immunity?
Honestly, I think that people would maybe want to attack, because it's kind of having like that cookie in the jar that you can't eat, and then it breaks off the countertop and you can kind of have at it. So I think that could potentially happen for Netta and her game.
Now, were you surprised that based on your relationship with Aika, she wasn't able to convince Dimitris to keep you?
I think Aika tried her best to convince Dimitri to keep me, but Dimitri is his own man and he's going to make his own decisions for himself. So she can't control somebody like that to make such a huge decision, because Dimitri was thinking about himself and he saw me as a big target and someone that would be harder to get out later. And he just felt like, why not take this opportunity to do such a big move now?
How much do you feel like, Gary, that when you lobbied to keep Cass last week, that this really put a target on your back?
I tried to keep Cassandra. I mean, I did it subtly. I didn't do it in a campaign way. I just did it in a, would it be bad if we actually did keep Cassandra? But again, Dimitri was not having it, and he was the vote that we needed to make that happen. And the same with Dallas. He just would not budge. And when he makes up his mind about something, he is not going to be, you know, budged any other way besides what he wants to do.
Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Kevin? It seems like it's a very interesting relationship, where Kevin seems like, even though he's working on the other side, he seems like that he has really strong feelings of friendship towards you. Was this all cultivated in the house, or were you guys tight from before you went in?
I had never talked to Kevin before the house, before going into the Big Brother Canada house. I had never talked to him on the phone. Nothing. I had no relationship with Kevin prior. Kevin is a very interesting person. He has a unique personality, and I was just trying to get to know him better, like as like a real life thing. And it kind of, you know, overlapped into the game. I feel like we had each other's backs, but I think if push came to shove, I think, you know, he would do what he had to do to get me out, and I would do the same.
I really loved in the first week of the season when you had that conversation with Karen. It was you and Cass, and she was talking about how the vets were getting along, and she says, this is why none of you have ever freaking won the game. And it was so funny. I loved seeing your interactions with Karen. What was it about Karen that drew you to her?
Honestly, Karen has so much wisdom to offer, and I really wanted to just soak up all of that. I'm an old soul. I tend to gravitate towards people who are older than me because they've already been through a big chunk of life, and they have so many tidbits of information and, you know, advice to give. And I love that because it's like I want to, you know, navigate through life as smoothly as possible. So if I can learn from the mistakes you've made, why not, you know, take that information? And also, she's very sassy and she's funny and, you know, she has strong opinions about certain things. Yeah. We don't always agree on certain things. But at the end of the day, she makes me laugh. And she, you know, she's my queen. We have our queendom. And I just think it's fun. Like, she's just amazing. She's just fabulous. I really do enjoy Karen. And it was nice to have, like, a break from the game. Like, when I was with Karen, it was like we weren't gamey. I mean, we'd shoot the shit and talk a little bit about the game. But it was like we just went back into, like, real life mode. And we had fun and enjoyed each other's company. So that was good to have a little bit of a release with Karen.
Gary, in your mind, who's going to win Big Brother Canada 5?
I really do feel like William has a strong chance of winning. He has an amazing social game. No one looked at William as a target. And when you start to see someone as just a person who you're just living with and you forget that they're like competing to win this grand prize, it's really dangerous. So I really do feel like William has a great chance of winning this game.
Okay. So I was going to ask if you thought that a newbie could win. I thought you were going to say a vet was definitely going to win.
No, I think William for sure.
Okay. All right, Gary, what's next for you after Big Brother?
I want to be back on TV, honey. I really feel like I'm a natural. And, you know, if there's any opportunities for me after this to be back on television, that's my goal. I want to do everything that I'm doing now in my real life, I could still do on the side. So I'm really going to hustle and get back on television because some people were meant for TV.
Well, Gary, it was so much fun to watch you this season. I really like that your position in the house, and I thought you did bring a lot of wisdom to the game. So it was very fun to watch, and I was very sad to see you go on Thursday night. But all the best to you, Gary, okay?
Thank you so much, Rob.
All right, take care. All right, everybody, there you have it. Gary Levy, not too salty, going to get some water. And, you know, I thought that that was some good sportsmanship on Gary's part. Wasn't really killing anybody. And he says, what's in the game is in the game. So I guess when you sort of lose in the fashion that what happened to Gary in Big Brother Canada, I guess you could deal with anything after that. It's just like water off a duck's back when you get through a reverse topaz. Or I guess he went through a regular topaz there in the first Big Brother Canada. All right, so fun stuff all around. Don't miss also this weekend, we have the premiere of the LFC Roundtable Show coming up on Reality TV Wrap-Ups. That will also be live on YouTube on Sunday. And again, we'll have some more time information on that as we get a little bit closer. That's going to be a recurring show where the LFC is going to talk about everything going on the live feeds. And then I'll be back talking Big Brother Canada again this Tuesday. So thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.